Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
The challenge of an extra-large size February. I'm David Brancaccio. First, there's news today. The government has revised economic growth down a tick in the fall-to-winter quarter. Gross domestic product is now labeled as 3.2% annualized growth versus 3.3%. But last year is last year, and the focus now is on where inflation and interest rates go from here. Susan Schmidt analyzes companies and stocks at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Susan, GDP equals NBD?
It's old. Markets are not looking at that. That's last 3 months of a year gone by that ended 7 weeks ago. So the investors have really moved past this.
Anyway, you're riding, or at least people in your business seem to be riding this wave of, I guess, euphoria about the potential for artificial intelligence. Some of that continues?
Absolutely. NVIDIA is still fresh on everybody's mind, having reported earnings last week. Investors are really focused on what AI can bring to the table and excited about the growth this means for businesses going forward. We're in the heat of earnings still. It's starting to taper, but so far, overall, news has been positive. And we're back to just listening to the Fed governors come out and make some comments about what they think is going to happen with interest rates or how they feel about the economy. Big news hits tomorrow with that PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditure Index news coming out.
All right. Thanks, Susan. Now, in early trading, some retrenchment. The Dow down 194 points, 0.5%. The S&P down 0.3%. NASDAQ is down 0.7%. But stock in the plant-based protein company Beyond Meat is up 42% right now. This after the company reported sales that were better than expected, but outside of the United States. U.S. sales were way down. The company's also promising to cut costs and has a new patty on the way with less saturated fat and salt. Somewhat bizarrely, the stock is soaring despite Beyond Meat losing more money than expected. I thought February seems long this year. Leap year with February 29th jammed in there tomorrow. And when it comes to paying people who work on leap day, employers need to prepare. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains.
Leap day pay is most straightforward for hourly employees.
They have to be paid for all hours worked.
Amber Clayton is with the HR membership organization SHRM. For salaried employees, it can work in a couple of different ways. Sometimes a leap year triggers an additional pay period. An employer could divide each annual salary over a greater number of paychecks, which means
each paycheck would actually be smaller than normal.
Clayton says another option is for employers to keep each paycheck the same, even if they end up paying workers slightly more that year. Jennifer Kraszewski with Paycom says companies' payroll costs can add up in leap years.
Essentially, they need to look at their labor budget and plan accordingly for that extra day.
Also, Kraszewski says if someone starts on February 29th, their employer needs to make sure that work anniversary is still noted in non-leap years. You don't want people thinking you've worked someplace only 2 years, when actually, you've been there eight. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Congressional leaders have not yet reached a deal to fund the government or prevent a partial government shutdown beginning Saturday. They met yesterday with President Biden and emerged from the White House indicating there is hope. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the latest.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters the meeting was productive and they're making good progress on the spending bills needed to keep the government running. The minority leaders of the Senate and House were also at the meeting, as was House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said he was very optimistic that Congress can reach an agreement. Lawmakers may need to pass more short-term funding legislation to keep the government open in the meantime. The negotiations aren't easy. Hard-right Republicans in the House want spending bills to include limits on gun control and access to abortion medication. Johnson is accusing Democrats of pushing for more spending on priorities that he said were further left than what they'd already agreed upon. If no deal is reached by midnight Washington time on Friday, parts of the federal government will start shutting down. The Departments of Agriculture, Energy, Veterans Affairs, Transportation, and Housing and Urban Development would all close on Saturday. The rest of the government would shut down if there's still no agreement by March 8th. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Toyota is recalling more than 280,000 SUVs and pickups to deal with a software issue where the car moves in neutral. In the last month, other Toyota models, as well as Honda and Ford vehicles, have also been recalled for airbags, seat belts, rear axles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has a database to check your own VIN number. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
Recalls are pretty common with cars. Just in 2022, there were nearly 1,000 different recalls of more than 30 million cars, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Sucharita Kadali at Forrester says recalls for minor issues are not likely to be a big deal for car makers.
Most companies have some type of recall insurance, and they have quite a bit of liability insurance. So usually, it's not that bad from a near-term standpoint financially.
But some recalls can have another kind of effect.
For the most part, it's more of a brand hit and a reputational hit.
How much of a hit a brand takes depends on a few factors.
All recalls are not created equal.
Mark Shermer at Cox Automotive says something that doesn't affect safety is very different than a recall over a life and death problem.
An example of that, you have to go back a number of years when Ford had a major recall when it was an issue with tires. And that was millions of vehicles. Those were headline news stories about wrecks and people getting hurt.
Those flaws and recalls cost both Ford and Firestone, which made the tires for the Explorer, hundreds of millions of dollars and damaged both companies' reputations. Arun Kumar at Alex Partners says GM and Toyota also had recalls in the mid-2000s for deadly flaws. GM over a faulty ignition switch, Toyota over unintended acceleration.
That had an impact on GM's sales immediately, and same thing with Toyota.
Serious safety recalls, he says, can have a multi-year impact.
Because if that reputational risk is stuck in people's minds, then they may altogether avoid that particular brand, and you might lose a generation of customers. You know, it all depends on how the manufacturer responds to those recalls.
If a company can show it's done everything it can to fix the problem, Kumar says customers eventually tend to come back. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
After a crummy 2022, Fidelity Investments is reporting the average 401k retirement balance rose 14% in 2023. Individual retirement accounts, IRAs, went up 12%. Average 401k now $118,600. Disclosure, Fidelity is a Marketplace underwriter. The percentage of people with over $1 million in retirement money is up more than 11%. Still, people borrowed from their retirement, that went up about 1% to nearly 9% last year. Some of that is hardship. Some of that is people temporarily needing cash from retirement savings to bid on a house in a competitive real estate market. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.